At last, my companion is suitably impressed. How do you do that?
Oh, it's not that hard. I'll teach you another time. Entree!
I hold open the door, and he walks in. I flip on the lights, and the reading room springs into being. Heavy wooden tables and chairs, maroon carpet, forbidding, enormous reference desk. The Field Museum's library is not designed to appeal to 5-year-olds. It's a closed stacks library, used by scientists and scholars. There are bookcases lining the room, but they hold mostly leather-bound Victorian science periodicals. The book I'm after is in a huge glass and oak case by itself in the center of the room. I spring the lock with my bobby pin and open the glass door. Really, the Field ought to get more serious about security. I don't feel too terrible about doing this. After all, I'm a bona fide librarian. I do show and tells at the Newbery all the time. I walk behind the reference desk and find a piece of felt and some support pads and lay them out on the nearest table. Then I close and carefully lift the book out of its case and onto the felt. I pull out a chair. Here, stand on this so you can see better. He climbs up and I open the book. It's Audubon's Birds of America, the deluxe, wonderful, double elephant folio that's almost as tall as my young self. This copy is the finest in existence, and I have spent many rainy afternoons admiring it. I open it to the first plate, and Henry smiles and looks at me. "Common loon," he reads. "Looks like a duck."
"Yeah, it does. I bet I can guess your favorite bird."
He shakes his head and smiles. "What do you bet?" He looks down at himself in the T-Rex T-shirt and shrugs. I know the feeling.
"How about this? If I guess, you get to eat a cookie. And if I can't guess, you get to eat a cookie."
He thinks it over and decides this would be a safe bet. I open the book to Flamingo. Henry laughs.
"Am I right?"
"Yes!"
It's easy to be omniscient when you've done it all before.